Krishna is chanting Hare Krishna mantra is purifying your existence. Yasmat Siddhir Sattva. Sattva means existence. You are existing. I am existing. God is existing eternally. The temporary existence that we see at the present moment, this is not our existence. This is our diseased condition, crazy condition. Pishachi paile janam ati chanda. Pishachi means ghosts or witches. When one is haunted by ghosts, he becomes upset of his own consciousness and talks all kinds of nonsense. Similarly, when our existence is covered by the material ghost, we talk so many nonsense. And this body and anything in relationship with this body is mine. I'm dying. I belong to this family. I belong to this community, nation, this, that, planet. These are all just like a man haunted by ghost speaks. Nonsense, these are all nonsense. And the Krishna consciousness movement is to cure this disease. Suddheta sattva existence. That is called sarup, real identity. Mukti, the this word is very popular, mukti, liberation. What is that liberation? Liberation means to come to this platform of Krishna consciousness. That is liberation. Sarupena bhavasti. Mukti is defined in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti mukulitan, mukti hitva anatharupam. Mukti hitva anatharupam. Anatharupam. Rupam means form. We are in a form which is not liberated form, material form. This form which we have got just now, this form, when it will be finished, will never get this form, another form. Another, just like bubbles. Bubbles in the ocean. They come out. You cannot have the exact the same bubble, same measurement, no. That is right. Similarly, this rupam is anatha. This is not our rupam, our form. Therefore, sometimes in Vedic literature we said it, formless. Formless does not mean has no form, not this form. That is formless. But people with less intelligence, they think formless means there is no form. Formless means this, not this form. This is anatha rupam. This is different from a real form. So mukti means to give up this unreal form and accept your real form. Just like freedom from disease, get free from the disease condition and come to real healthy life. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for bringing men to the real life. All is remembered. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheta Dharpana Marjana. It takes just like to cure a disease. It takes little time. But if you take to the process of cure, then that is very good. In the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan, the personality of God, it says, Api ce sudurācāra bhajate imam ananabhā sādhuleva samantabhya sammak bhavasitāhi sā kittam bhavati dharmātmā sasakshānti nigacchati. Those who have taken the Krishna consciousness serious, even there are some faults, still they are saintly persons. That is the recommendation of Krishna. Because that fault may be due to his past habits, but that is being stopped. Just as you make the switch off, no more electric current will act, but the fan still gives some round due to the past force. Similarly, a Krishna conscious person, even if he is found in fault, Krishna says, no, sādhu-reva samantabhya. He is saintly person, sādhu. Why? The process he has taken up, that will cure him in due course of the sat-sat, shanti-nigacchati. So, those who have fortunately come to this platform of Krishna consciousness by association, by practice, this is the way. So, stick to it. Don't worry. Even if you find some fault, don't go away from the association. Trouble, and Krishna will help you. So this initiation process means beginning of this life of Krishna consciousness, and we shall try to be situated in our original consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. Jive sarupa nitya Krishna dhar. Real consciousness, as it is recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he identifies himself as eternal servant of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness, and this is liberation, and this is hope. If you simply stick to this principle, Gopi Bhattu Kodaka Kamalayu Dasa Dasanda, that I am nothing except the eternal servant of Krishna, then you are in the liberated platform. Krishna consciousness is so nice. Keep yourself. And for keeping yourself in that consciousness, the simple method is this chanting, Hare Krishna. You keep yourself chanting as many hours, 24 hours, why as many hours? 24, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Lord Chaitanya says, this is to be practiced, 24 hours. That you can do. It requires simply practice. Even in sleeping, you can chant Hare Krishna. Even in sleeping. And there is no bath in sleeping, in eating, in going to the toilet room. There is no restriction. You can go on chanting Hare Krishna. That will keep you in your soul, in your real identification. And you will never be attacked by Maya. Just like if you keep yourself vaccinated and keep the period, what is called, active, then there is no fear of being infected. That is practical. If you get yourself vaccinated of certain type of infection, and you keep yourself active, just like doctors, they go treat patients suffering from infectious disease, but they keep themselves always unaffected. They know the remedial measures, antiseptic, prophylactic processes. So these prophylactic, antiseptic processes, Krishna Kirtana, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Kirtana. That is Lord Chaitanya's best. Param Vijayate. All glories to the Sankirtan. Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Kirtan means Krishna Kirtan, not any other Kirtan. The Mahavadi philosopher, they introduced so many other Kirtans. No. Kirtan means Krishna Kirtan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Or any name glorifying the name of the Lord. That is Kirtan. But this Hare Krishna mantra is specially recommended in this age. And Lord Chaitanya personally chanted. So we should follow. Although every name of Krishna is as potent as the name Krishna. Vishnu name, or there are thousands and thousands of names. Nam Namakari Bahuda. Bahuda means there is no count, innumerable names. Each name has the same potency like Krishna. But this is recommended, especially, so we should take advantage. This is one thing, and other thing, to take precaution, so that Maya may not attack. You should be cautious also. And therefore, we have to follow the four regulative principles. No illicit sex life, no meat eating, a non-vegetarian diet. We have no quarrel with vegetarian and non-vegetarian. We are after Krishna Prasad. If Krishna accepts something beyond this vegetarian dishes, then we can accept them. But Krishna says, no. Give me patram puspam phalam toya. Krishna can eat everything. He is God. But he says that give me this patram puspam phalam toya. Offer me this flower, fruit, water, like that. So, we are after Krishna Prasad. That is our motto. We don't fight with vegetarian and we are not making propaganda, just like there is vegetarian society. No, we have no business. Even if a man becomes vegetarian, what does he get? In this material world, either vegetarian or non-vegetarian. They are on the same platform, birds of the same feather. So that is not our propaganda. we are introducing Krishna Prasad. Therefore, we invite people to take nice prasadam. These four principles we should follow. We shall not accept anything which is not offered to Krishna. That is all. And no illicit sex life, no gambling, no intoxication. We are already intoxicated, being haunted by the ghost of Maya. And further intoxication, do you think intoxication can be cured by intoxication? No. That is not possible. So, these four rules you have to follow. And you keep to Krishna consciousness, then your life is sublime. Very simple thing. Very simple thing. But it is simple for the simple, but it is very hard for the crooked. So those who are going to be initiated, they should always remember these restrictive four rules and chant Hare Krishna at least 16 rounds. And eat Bhagavat Prasaram, Krishna Prasaram, and be happy, dance, that's all. Is there any difficulty? No difficulty. And people will write the bright facet. Yes. They will have to admit it, because it is pretty fine. There is no impurity. Without being pure, how can we expect to reach God? This is all askalya, to keep oneself dirty, impure in mind, in body, in feelings, in character, and he wants to go to God, a rascal. Perfect! There is no entrance for you to God. Janamam mahabharurandarudra maruta astandanti dibbaistavai vedai shanga padakrama upanishadai gayanti janga samaga dharavasthita tadgatena manasa pashyanti janga yogino jasyantangana vidushura suragana divaya tasmai namaha. God's position is such that the yogis, they are trying to capture God by meditation. And demigods like Brahma, Lord Shiva and others, they are offering Vedic prayers. And the Sham Veda is always singing the glories of the Lord. The Lord is so exalted, so pure. So if you have to reach Krishna, he must be pure, 100% pure. And that is not very difficult. This cetadatmanamānam, chant Hare Krishna, you become pure, pure, more, more, more. And they will come and will find that you are completely pure from all material contaminants. And you become eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. And that makes you a solution of all problems. That is so nice. Always remember this, that we have taken the best in the whole creation of your law, Krishna Kaur. Do not try to adulterate it. Keep it pure and your life will be successful. This is an opportunity. this human form of life, this particular type of tongue, which you can use. In other type of tongues you can chew, you can test the blood and the flesh and so many things. But you cannot chant Hare Krishna. But here is a tongue given by God. You can utilize it for chanting Hare Krishna. Don't miss this opportunity. The chewing facility, tasting facility will get even in cats like, dogs like. But this chanting facility will not get. This is this life, human form of life. So don't misuse it. Chant Hare Krishna regularly and be happy. Thank you.
Bringing him more near the initiation
is the beginning of purification. And accept offering the sacred thread means bringing him more nearer. Therefore, the principle is those who are ordinarily initiated, they should not touch the deity. Only those who are in sacred thread, they should touch. This is the system. But Krishna, Kirtan, is so nice that even without sacred thread, because he is regularly chanting, he is to be supposed to be filled for. That is the recommendation given by the Guru Goswami. Anyone who is chanting regularly Hare Krishna mantra, sadhu pishadda sapanaya kalpa. Sadhu means dog. And other means eating. The dog eaters are considered to be the lowest of mankind. In Bhagavad says, the sadhu pishadda sapanaya kalpa. Even if he's a dog, but by this process, he immediately becomes qualified to offer sacrifice. Savana, this fire sacrifice. And Srila Jiva Goswami gives notes on this line, that a person born in the family of a Brahmin awaits the sacred thread ceremony. But one who has become purely purified by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he immediately becomes a highly qualified person. So, don't misuse the opportunity obtained by you. Use it properly and the life will be accepted. So, apavitra, pavitra, in any condition of life, anyone who remembers Krishna, Pundarikaktam, so both wise, externally and internally, he becomes beautiful, shuchi. Shuchi means pure. And there is a verse written by one Vaishnava in Bengal. Not ordinary, it is Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur is one of the acharyas. He has written Chaitanya Bhagavat. As there is Srimad Bhagavat, he has written Chaitanya Bhagavat. Perhaps you heard the name. So, his opinion is Muchi hoye suchi ho. Jodi Krishna was Muchi and Suchi, just opposite. Muchi means the most nasty cobbler. He eats everything and does everything, all nonsense. This is called Muchi. Muchi means cobbler. In India, when a cow or bull dies, these Muchi class are called to take out the culture. So, they take it out and they take out the skin and tan it for. This is the original system of shoemaking. And make some shoes and sell in the market. But not by killing cow, when it dies. So this business is done by the Muchi class. And they take the flesh off. After taking out the skin, the flesh, they take. Therefore, they are considered very low class, Muchi. And Suchi means Brahmin. Vrindavan das Thakur says, Muchi hai suchi ho. A goblet, Muchi, can become a suchi. Jadi Krishna vaje, if it is Krishna vaje, that's all. If it is Krishna concept, never mind, he is a cobbler. He becomes immediately branded. Muchi hai, suchi hai, jadi Krishna vaje. Suchi hai, muchi hai, jadi Krishna kare. And if even is he born in a Brahmin family, he will get that Krishna concept, he is immediately cobbler. Don't lose this opportunity. All is Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Don't become cobbler. Aham,
Aham,
Sri,
Sri,
Guru,
Guru,
Sri,
Sri,
Yuta,
Yuta,
Adakavanam,
Adakavanam,
Sri,
Sri,
Gurun,
Gurun,
Vaishna,
Vaishna,
Vamscha,
Vamscha,
Sri,
Sri,
Rupam,
Rupam,
Dagra,
Dagra,
Jatam,
Jatam,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Raghunathan,
Raghunathan,
Nitan,
Nitan,
Vam,
Vam,
Sajivam,
Sajivam,
Shah,
Shah,
Advaitam,
Advaitam,
Shah,
Shah,
Avadhutam,
Avadhutam,
Parijana,
Parijana,
Sahitam,
Sahitam,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Chaitanya,
Devam,
Devam,
Sri,
Sri,
Radha,
Radha,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Padar,
Padam,
Sahagana,
Sahagana,
Dalita,
Dalita,
Sri,
Sri,
Vishakha,
Vishakha,
Nitamscha,
Nitamscha.
Namo,
Namo,
Om,
Om,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Padaya,
Padaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Prishthaya,
Prishthaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Srimate,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Vedanta,
Vedanta,
Shami,
Shami,
Iti,
Iti,
Nami,
Nami,
Namo,
Namo,
Om,
Om,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Padaya,
Padaya,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Prishthaya,
Prishthaya,
Bhutale,
Bhutale,
Srimate,
Srimate,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Saraswati,
Saraswati,
Iti,
Iti,
Namine,
Namine,
Sri,
Sri,
Varsha,
Varsha,
Manavi,
Manavi,
Devi,
Devi,
Dai,
Dai,
Daya,
Daya,
Kripa,
Kripa,
Dai,
Dai,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Sambandha,
Sambandha,
Vijnana,
Vijnana,
Daini,
Daini,
Prabhave,
Prabhave,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Madhujya,
Madhujya,
Ujjala,
Ujjala,
Primadhyā,
Primadhyā,
Sri,
Sri,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Anuga,
Anuga,
Bhaktida,
Bhaktida,
Sri,
Sri,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Karuna,
Karuna,
Shakti,
Shakti,
Vigra,
Vigra,
Aya,
Aya,
Namah,
Namah,
Sute,
Sute,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Vani,
Vani,
Sri,
Sri,
Murtai,
Murtai,
Veena,
Veena,
Tajne,
Tajne,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Anuga,
Anuga,
Vididhya,
Vididhya,
Apa,
Apa,
Siddhanta,
Siddhanta,
Danta,
Danta,
Harine,
Harine,
Namo,
Namo,
Om,
Om,
Vishnu,
Vishnu,
Padaya,
Padaya,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Kisaraya,
Kisaraya,
Vipra,
Vipra,
Lambha,
Lambha,
Prasham,
Prasham,
Bodhi,
Bodhi,
Padam,
Padam,
Bhujaya,
Bhujaya,
De,
De,
Namaha,
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 Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Vinadaya,
Vinadaya,
Sachida,
Sachida,
Nanda,
Nanda,
Namne,
Namne,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Shakti,
Shakti,
Saru,
Saru,
Paya,
Paya,
Rupa,
Rupa,
Anugaya,
Anugaya,
Nama,
Nama,
Sute,
Sute,
Gaura,
Gaura,
Abhi,
Abhi,
Bhava,
Bhava,
Bhumi,
Bhumi,
Stang,
Stang,
Nidhishtya,
Nidhishtya,
Sajjana,
Sajjana,
Priya,
Priya,
Vaishnava,
Vaishnava,
Sarva,
Sarva,
Oma,
Oma,
Sri,
Sri,
Jaga,
Jaga,
Nathaya,
Nathaya,
Te,
Te,
Namaha,
Namaha,